This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. This week, the state reported its seventh measles case of 2025. That's more cases than it recorded in the prior decade. Dr. Shen Nagel, a Wheat Ridge pediatrician, says he's had more parents asking about the MMR vaccine.
It's good that it's publicized, I think, and if people are paying attention to it, that's good. And if it drives people to get what I think is a very safe vaccine, that's excellent.
In the U.S. this year, more than 100 people have been hospitalized. Three have died. The Trump administration released a list of counties in Colorado that it says act as a sanctuary for illegal immigration. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports many counties say it's wrong.
The news that deeply conservative Prowers County was designated a sanctuary jurisdiction surprised County Commissioner Ty Harmon.
And we're working to find resolutions or meeting minutes where we explain that we are not a sanctuary county.
Many Eastern Plains counties were listed: Baca, Cheyenne, Yuma. Kiowa County Commissioner Howard Butch Robinson said they don't see themselves as sanctuaries at all.
I think that's all wrong, because I think every county you just named off is just like us. They made a resolution saying that we were not a sanctuary county.
As of Friday afternoon, the Trump administration had removed two counties from the list, El Paso and Weld. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A severe thunderstorm warning continues for areas including Elizabeth and Kiowa and Arapahoe, Douglas and West Elbert counties until 6:30 p.m. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:30 p.m. This is CPR News.